For those who don't know me, I'm Anna Christofridis. I just wanted to say a few words. I'm very grateful tonight for this wonderful show and all these wonderful people here. Thank you, everyone, right from the get-go for coming. We are doing a food and wine tour of Northern Greece. So I changed up some of the wine listings when I realized, whoops, I had some things down from the Peloponnesos. So we have menus on the table to kind of, as a guide, you have been eating Macedonian style kolokithopita strifti, and that's the coiled zucchini and eggs and mint and basil in the phyllo. Together with bouillardi, which is from Thessaloniki. That's something that we enjoyed up north, and that's tomatoes and peppers, roasted peppers and feta cheese broiled. And there were some tzakises elias as well, that's a marinated green, smashed green olives. And that was with some fennel and coriander and garlic and lemon. It's one of my favorite things to eat in the all summer long and all winter long. And then I was able to explain to a few people in Thessaloniki, we drink this particular, it's particular to Thessaloniki, and it's the Malamatina, which is the same design bottle of Retsina as when my husband was 2 years old and would go down the street and bring back two bottles for his dad. Okay, so it's old, it means Mia Zoe, and it's for life. You drink, it's for life. We always say Retsina is one of the more healthy things you can drink. It's full of flavonoid compounds and abiotic acid for longevity and anti-carcinogenic properties. I don't know what happens when you put it with Coke, but it's kind of fun anyways. So that's why there was Coke and the Malamatina at the beginning, and if you don't like it, you can try, you know, whatever you want. And then we had the Astrolithi, and because I personally forgot to send someone down to the basement to chill another case, we mixed it up with something called Moskophiloro, which is from actually Corinth. That's where that bottle is from, but it's one of my favorite ones. So that's our first course. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about the second course, which I'm going to go back and prepare. Everything so far has been vegetarian, and I'm going to start taking notes when people reserve to find out if there's, and we need to be vegan or vegetarian, gluten-free. So if anybody has any of those dietary issues, please let me know, because so far everything has been vegetarian, and if you don't see it, it's probably not in there. Like, flour does not exist, surprisingly, in places, okay? All of our stocks are without flour. And the natural thickeners. Now, having said that, the soup which we're going to do is called trakhana. Trakhana is a very traditional way of preserving wheat in northern Greece, or all throughout Greece, and particularly Cyprus. And there's two kinds. There's one made with sweet milk and one made with yogurt. I love the one made with yogurt, so it's a little bit sour. And it's basically a mash you make out of flour and yogurt, and you dry in the sun and, you know, rub it through a screen, very similar to couscous. That's the basis of our soup tonight, and it's with rosemary and mushrooms, which, as we know from Athenaeus, he was writing about a woman and her family who were strangled to death by mushrooms. So they were eating mushrooms, they knew that they were tasty, but they were figuring out what was not so healthy for you. So these are very healthy, and it will be, so it'll be a mushroom and rosemary and flour soup. And then we have fasolia mejorta, and this is a triple bean salad, and it has kale and mixed mustard greens in it and some other little fun things. And we'll bring out, instead of just the herring, my husband brought all these samples, so it's going to be little plates with three different kinds of fish. Lazarus is from Kavala. They're famous. That's basically the Cannery Row of northern Greece, because when I first went there, it was still operating, and I was like, what is that smell? And it's very traditional with beans, whether hot or cold, as we're going to eat them tonight, to have little salted smoked fish. So there will be lekerda, which is a tonny fish, T-O-N-N-Y. There will be smoked herring, and there will be, that's oranga, and then skubri is mackerel. So, and they'll all be dressed a little bit differently, and they're not so salty. So you eat little shreds of it. It's like pulled fish, little shreds with your bean salad. And then at that point, we're going to go into the, oh heavens, Silinos white wine, and we're going to do a megapanos. There are two panoses coming eventually. It's funny. It's pretty funny in my life. Megapanos is a light red wine, hopefully, and that will go nicely with the mushrooms and the beans. And now I'm going to turn this over to Zoran and go back and do my shtick. And Zoran and his wife Eileen, I want you to give them all an applause.
Yeah, she was not that We have this screen from U of M donation from the dumpster, so Scotty recovered, so we had to do some aesthetic improvement, you know, like Dr. Fred knows that. Surgery, I did some, you know, duct tape and and then we'll show some slides of the my trip to the old country, what I lost, because they say changed so many names by the time I don't know even what the hell they call themselves. So thank God in the meantime I become American. This was the place run by the Jesuits where I founded, I don't know, some girl, I think, told me. On the bridge, I was goofing around the Paris, you know, half drunk, half not, whatever it was that day. And painting, so we actually never painted this, his aunt's apartment, because my friend decide they are like bourgeoisie, and we are proletariat, so we are on strike suddenly. And I'm like, man, you know, we are in their house, and like, I really want to help people. No, we are on strike, otherwise I throw you out. You know, goodbye, goodbye, you know. I say, okay, I said to her, you're really nice people, but I'm on strike because your cousin said we cannot work here, you know. So... people were stuck with us for like 3-4 months. They couldn't get rid of us. So yeah, so after strike, I find this Jesuit through some people who told me, go there, it's like place, like church, cry, beg, you know, some kind of like stories, you know. And I end up, it was actually run by Jesuit. One of those French Jesuit girls, boys, wine, whiskey, this first come, first serve, you know. It was really like open-minded, but and I become a concierge, caretaker, what really sounds great, you know. I had the keys of his basements, and there were thousands of bottles of any drink. Every morning I go to fromagerie, I buy cheese, I buy bakery, I buy the bread, and you know. And I had the cook, Milouda from Morocco. She was cooking every day for me and everybody else in the residence. It was like the bunch of artists from all over the world, you know, painters, musicians, ballet, theater, writers. And she shows up, and party was over. That was literally like this, you know, like I couldn't drink anymore until 4 in the morning. I was American way, until 1 it's plenty. Until 1 o'clock I had to drink, and then I have to go back, you know, like to prison, you know, so whatever. So my friends would come under her window and they would say, Eileen, we know Zona have to stay home, but tell him just to throw the keys from the basement so we can drink and get drunk. So I have to throw the keys down, and so that was pretty much my sober day started with, and it was nice to kind of wake up next morning and remember something what you did last night, you know, kind of like a little bit refreshing, you know, kind of, oh, it's you, yeah, I do remember. Actually, my job as a caretaker was to paint Eileen's apartment. And then 3 weeks before she came, the Jesuit says, Petit American, il arrive. Okay, I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to paint tomorrow her damn apartment, you know. We got drunk again, you know, like, and 4 in the morning, you know, I kind of, oh. One night I'm closing the big doors of the Confluence. That was actually Napoleon post office horses would change there before they come to Paris, because in plus the cliché was outside of the Paris in that time, so I don't know, 15th, 16th century, whatever, it's old, you know? So they have these big doors, you know, like for carriages and, you know, so I close this and look on the second floor and I see Eileen with the roller. I said, oh my God, okay, run upstairs, you know, and bonjour, may I help you? No. She was feminist then, you know, the American feminist. No help needed. But come on, I have to help you. Come on, you know. No, I said, okay. But, you know, the Paris apartments are like this height of the ceilings are pretty much like here, you know. So I said, you cannot reach up there, you know, come on, you know. She's, even with the ladder, she cannot reach. So I had the advantage there. So she said, okay, but, and that but is still even today, you know, whatever I have to do, there is one but, what kind of hanging in there, so it's some kind of punishment or, you know, like, little suffering I have to kind of negotiation. See that, but it's negotiation. So that was the, and the best part was 6 months later, somebody told her I had to do this to paint that thing. I was not that nice as she thought, so it was too late already. I said, gee, American, that's cool, you know, like, you know, rich American, Hollywood said, you know, everybody advertised this, and she was not that rich at all, man. I mean, it's like, but then it's, you know, it's still good when you get married by the cops, because we had 90 days. We landed in New York, you know, and policeman, big black dude, you know, 6 foot something. You, man, you know, this little one, if you don't marry her in 90 days, he grabbed me like this, turned me around, and he goes like, see this boot? Out of America. That was welcome to America, you know? So I said, when you get married by the big boot, it sticks more than the kind of like, you do it like on your own. So we are still together after 30 years, you know. Okay, soup, it's here.
Welcomed us playing on the Vina, that's spelled V-E-E-N-A, correct?
That's right.
One of the oldest stringed instruments known to man. I believe it hails from India?
South India.
Thank you. And Steve will be available for questions a little bit later. But I just wanted to go in. The little piglet twins have been waiting for your attention. And so we'll be bringing them in a little bit. But as we are cutting them up, as Zorn will be cutting them up, and I have an apron for you, Zorn. I think they'll be very fast. I have a thick wooden board. We are going to be serving alongside sarmadas, which are the pickled cabbage rolled meat rolls, let's say, in lemon sauce. And then for all those vegetarians among us, we did chicory leaf dolmas. So just raise your hand and let us know. And they do have egg. If you don't want them with egg, if you're vegan, we can do them without the egg sauce, okay, the egg lemon sauce. So just let us know what you need, your needs are. And so some of this, and then I called it anything but potato mash. And so Kat and I, we go to the farmer's market Saturdays usually. And this last time we just had a bang up time picking out all these little squashes, and then we roasted them, and then I tasted each one to see, you know, because they're like, oh, this is sweeter than that, and da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, right, whoever has a memory. So I sat there and I scooped each one and tasted one, and I think one of my favorite one was called white dumpling, if that means anything to anyone. That was fun, as well as the golden buttercup. I really enjoyed that one. So this one has buttercup green, buttercup golden. It has Hopi, red Hopi, it has Hubbard, it has the little delicatas, it has the white dumpling and parsnips. So it's all mashed up with olive oil. Again, there's no base if you're a vegetarian. And a little bit of sage from the Garden Farms. We're being podcast, and it's courtesy of iDream TV. And so let's give them a round of applause, please. And now Zoran and Eileen have put together a nice little show.
So this is my hometown. It's my hometown, and it's the guy in the little booth with a sign and has this arm, you know, so he control who comes in and out for the, and he says with a big sign, no dumping allowed. And he's literally behind that pile of the garbage, you know. So I was looking for the gypsies, because I wanted to one of my sculptures be transported by the horse and this old cart, you know. Well, they are all over the Belgrade, you know, like they're only the true people who recycle there, you know. So they have the all the cardboard, and everybody has a big spot like this with the cardboard and holding the hose and hosing the cardboard. So I said, what's that? He said, to make heavier, you know, when they sell the cardboard, it's by the weight, you know. And I said, but the guy knows it's wet, so it's heavier. He said, he never can take down much as we can hose it, you know. So they're always making extra money. So finally I find the horse and the horse and the gypsies, you know. And I said, I need this. I'll pay you to transport my sculpture from the town of Karaburma to this place. And so he said, oh, no. It's too far away. I said, women, it's too far away. For you? He said, not for me. For horse, it's too far away. So there you go. I didn't end up doing anything. This is my museum when I showed, and actually it's Air Force. It's Air Force Cultural Club, and it was bombed by the product of, I think, Honeywell. Honeywell makes Tomahawks, those bombs. So it was hit. Huh? Are you from Honeywell? Okay. Are you a representative? So it was weird, you know. Like me as an American going there now and showing in the place what was bombed by the, you know, the my neighbors or something like this. So this is the entrance into the gallery where I'm showing with my mom. And this is a portrait of the eagle. This 2011, April, May. Yeah, this is fresh. Look, and this is in Serbian written. So you can, so, and this is a poster. They made a poster for my, So the magic of my grandma is the title of this. This is my first sculpture in my life. I made it. Yeah, that was two wrestlers. It's called Chipe. That's the title of throwing the person, you know. On the right, it's a planet. Huh? It's okay. That's okay. Don't worry. It's a planet Venus, and it's a guy on the surrounding by the bunch of tits and. I brought some sculptures from here too to show. So those are made here in Minnesota, and some they are mixed from 30 years ago what I left there. So for the Twins fans, we have Twins pigs here. So they're same mother, I don't know about fathers, but.
Okay, one last time, I'm gonna just describe to you what the final course is. You'll be served Greek coffee. Greek coffee is a lighter roast. It is pressed before it's roasted, so the acid is the acid is left behind, and then it's lightly roasted and pulverized. So we serve it, and you'll in a demitasse, and you get a little sludge at the bottom. Don't drink the sludge. Okay. And then we're doing it with a Samos wine, which is from the island of Samos, and that is a Moscato varietal. Most Moscato grapes originated in Greece and many long time ago, many years ago, and it's known now as Dasti Moscato. It's very popular again. But this one is from Samos, and it is of origin and control. So I hope you enjoy that. And then the dessert tonight is ekmek, and I listed it as Constantinople, and of course ekmek is most likely a Turkish name. But what this is the kataifi, which again could be Turkish, but we have to go far, far back to prove it. And there's lots of phyllo was made in antiquity before the Turks came across the steppes. And phyllo was cut. Phyllo was such an arduous production that they would slice the little ends of the leftover phyllo that had been rolled out and make little nests of it and put syrup and little treats for the kids who are waiting around for the dessert. So in any ways, kataifi production, it's fun to look up on YouTube. It's done on a very big spinning wheel that's heated, and they just pour the mass of, let's say, dough or batter, and it's as it spins, it dries, and then they just pick it up in 2 minutes like threads off the wheel. It's really amazing to see. So this one, my sister-in-law always talked about kataifi ekmek, and so I looked it up, and there's many, many kinds. In Turkish, it means bread cake with a cream topping. So, but in Greece, it's the kataifi, a cream, and then a whipping cream topping. Now, I had it out at the Kokari in San Francisco, and they had ekmek on it, which I kind of liked a little bit different. I asked, did you put anything in the ekmek? It was so light. No, he hadn't. So I couldn't find enough creme fraiche. So what I did is took a very good organic whipping cream and cut it half and half with some sour cream. So there's a little bit of tartness. The butter fat should be about appropriate. So lightness and a little bit of tartness with the cream. So I hope you enjoy it. And some of it has some triandafilo glycol, which is rose sweet that I've made. And some of it has pistachio and some of it has almonds. So depending on what you get, I hope you enjoy it. And I'm going to turn it back over to Zoran, who could do a question answer, and also to Steve, if you would like to have any questions or answers with your with the vina. That was beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much. Yes?
First of all, brava, Anna.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all so much. And then, let's see, there is one other thing I want to say. I may not be back because I may just go back in the kitchen and put some things back. But I do want to say, please remember your server tonight as you leave, because that the $35 does not include the server, the tip, okay? All right, that's it for me. Zoran, that's for you.
Yeah.
Belgrade, in one point you saw the some pieces what I made there, that Army Culture Museum, whatever. So it was the one of the pieces I made it on Danube River with the chainsaw, you know, outside. And so I remember the TV people came to report me and interview me. I said, okay, this one log I imported from Vienna, and this one is from Budapest, and this one is from Black Forest. Really, you can have here for free? I said, well, Daniel brought me, you know, it is for free, but it's kind of import-export by the Danube. And then when Daniel was high, they end up there, and when the river go down, they stayed, you know. So I made it all this work. Oh, this is the first one. So this is, I was inspired. So that was my interviewer. She's, slow down, Scotty. There, hold it now. So I saw it's called Svraka. This piece is called Svraka. Svraka, I know it's very hard for you guys because the Obama bomb out vowels out of the Serbs. Huh? Is that Eileen? Vowels. He bombed out of Serbs. So Svraka, that's the name. Svraka, there are no vowels much in. It's a bird. And I saw this bird was jumping around when I was doing this work on the Danube. And I get closer, there is that kind of raven, half blue jay, you know, fighting with a snake, you know. And the snake was like half eaten, you know, on the back, all broken. So snake was kind of limping around and just standing like this, and then this bird was like attacking, you know. So I said, I need an inspiration for this piece. So it turned out, so this is a bird, and you see those two crotches are like snakes, you know, attacking the bird, but the bird is like much tougher than we underestimate those hungry birds in the Balkans, you know. Before I started, that was all much more plastic bottles and garbage, and you know, like, so nobody, and up there you can see the people walking by really nice clothes and everything. Nobody wanted to look down on me because they thought, oh, is that guy just cutting the tree for the fire or something? And then this was aired, the show on the TV. After that, everybody, oh, how you doing? Yeah, it's our famous American Serb brother, blah, blah, blah. So it was, so this is like a bird, and those are the, like some kind of snakes, you know, with these scratches. And I was taking pictures of this piece, and then army guy comes and says, no pictures of this important object. I said, who gives a shit about objects? That's my sculpture. Oh, that's true. I forgot, you know, like kind of, it's bombed out already, man. So, and this was when the piece end up in this zoo, Belgrade Zoo, you know. And that's the Sammy and me. Sammy escaped from the, I don't know if they do on purpose. They all give to animals American names, you know. So I don't know, is this good or bad? But Sammy, it's he is a famous monkey in the zoo. He escaped, and director of the zoo said to cops, "Don't shoot him, you know. Like, he'll come, and when he see me, he'll be okay." So he was on the top of the tree, and Sammy saw director. He came right away. Director is also a colleague of mine. He's a sculptor also. So I don't know if he did the portrait of Sammy this or something else. So he has sculptures around the zoo, and that's why they took at my sculptures. I just don't know which animal I end up. This on the wall says, watch it, the wall, it's broken, you know. And the lions are down there, you know, and the wall, it's like no wall, you know. So if you fell down, you are going to be eaten, you know. This is, you know, like, I said to when I had the interview with the director, I said, I would like to be with the animal who has the smallest poop, you know, who produce, because I don't want to be with animal like camel or elephants, you know, they're gonna cover my work, you know. So I said I would like goats or sheep. They make marbles, and marbles roll down, you know, so rabbits, that's fine too, yeah. They would, and I said, I want your best science to put on this project, you know. And the curator of the show was going like, oh my God, no, Zoran. He said, I promise you I'm putting my best scientists on this project. That was 2001, I made this Goodbye for Milosevic, this sculpture. It's a bench. I gave to this guy $20 or 20 euros, but that was only for the picture. I took it back when I told him right away, this is only for the picture, I'm not giving you this money. And this was the piece I made in my grandma village. So this is all the tools from the village. So every villager would bring something, and instead of throwing away, they gave it to me, you know. And the TV from the local town came and they interviewed me. And so everybody had to say, you know, what they did with this tool, you know. And everybody started like this. This shovel, my back, it's still hurting. I don't want to be up there, but every day remind me how many ditches I digged. So everybody has some comments like this. This is my main inspiration for the stones, this canyon of this river. This is my grandma village. That's my grandma house with my mom. It's like just down the hill there, you know. So I kind of know every millimeter of that place. This is my manicure. My wife manicured my toes. Those are the tools for the hay, you know, like, and I like them like this. In 2009, I had a show in Grand Forks, and with the help of Fred and Sarah Haas and everybody else, we printed a book. And this is, here is the Sarasota. And see in the back there, doesn't matter. Bumpy, and then controversy of Bumpy, you can ask Todd, he can explain you. Because lots of people thought this has some phallic form, that piece, what we totally disagree. But this is a Christine's Picasso, and her 80th birthday, we went to celebrate with her. It was fun. Here is Eileen in Mark de Suvero studio. And this is my start of the project of the spring. And this piece, this is the first time I made a sculpture out of the square cube starting. And you can see how I did it.